This is VOA News. By remote, I'm Tommy McKee. There are nearly 360,000 recorded deaths from COVID-19 globally, more than 101,000 of them in the United States. The number of infections exceeds 5.8 million globally and more than 1.7 million in the U.S. England brought in a new test and trace system aimed at easing lockdown measures that have brought life to a standstill in recent months because of COVID-19. Contacts of those who test positive will be asked to isolate for 14 days, even if they have no symptoms. UK Health Secretary Matt Hancock says he trusts the public to abide by the voluntary guidelines. Trust is a difficult issue for the government at the moment, though. Ministers, including Hancock, have backed a senior advisor to the prime minister who drove a long distance with his family during lockdown. The UK government is recruiting a task force of 40,000 to operate the tracing service to test those with symptoms, identify who they've been in contact with, and inform them. Hancock also stressed there is enough capacity for all of those who need the test to get them. The rest of the UK has similar programs about to launch or already running. Britain is poised to start reopening non-essential retail shops and schools and could possibly allow more social contact soon for millions of people who have been mostly stuck at home since March. China's parliament approved a decision to impose national security legislation on Hong Kong in a landslide vote, an act the U.S., Britain, Australia, and Canada quickly condemned. The bill tackles subversion, separatism, terrorism, foreign interference, and could see Chinese intelligence agencies set up in Hong Kong. The vote now moves to the standing committee to draft the legislation. The legislation, which was unveiled only last week, triggered the first big protest in Hong Kong for months. This is VOA News.